This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in May 13th of this year. We're talking no other than Global Cannabis Applications Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FUAPF. You can find him on the CSE under the ticker symbol APP. They also trade on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange also. With us today is the CEO and director of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Brad Moore. Brad, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, your company is, and this is my personal point of view, is grossly undervalued around 3.7 to 4 cents. That being said, there's been a lot of press releases coming out, especially the last three press releases. Bring myself and my listeners up to speed, and what does that mean for your company?
Sure. Yeah, a lot of activity happened because there's a big gap of no activity for a while, and when you take a look at those last three press releases, I think they're really indicative of, you know, we made a commitment to the shareholders, we made a commitment to the market, and you and I talked about it, what vertical integration means for us, for GCAC and the path going forward. And so those three press releases specifically, you know, about Portugal and about entering into a joint venture to create a growing cultivation in Portugal to provide products not only to the Portuguese market, but more importantly, the expansive EU market. That's a €1 trillion pharmaceutical space.
Absolutely.
Right? That's heavily regulated. And that goes in hand with what we did in what we announced in the other press release, that our partners that we currently own 10% of, Sequoia, was funded the $2.5 million so they could start their CBD hemp extract. Now, while they're growing the CBD hemp extract, they also have an exclusive license to sell our technology and then hopefully the medical cannabis that we bring in from Portugal into the Polish market. So it's a great footprint. So we've got sales on one side, distribution, and then we have all the reg tech in between that we spent so much money and time investing in last year to ensure a nice seamless flow of medical cannabis and data back to the consumers, retailers, and regulators and the growers themselves.
You know, here's one thing that I asked you to come back on the show that I really, really like about your company, and I personally think it's grossly undervalued, and I'll tell you why. You recently put out a new deck. And I took a look at it, and I was really impressed with it. You're Citizens Green, you're looking at tech partners, you're looking at distribution, especially over the EU. Bring my listeners and your stockholders what your grand plan is and what is your roadmap and what does it look like and where do we go from here?
Sure, and I just want to remind everybody, the deck is available. If you go to canapscorp.com and you request a deck, we'll get back to you right away. The deck's obviously for all our existing shareholders and any accredited investors. And people in general just want to know about it. You know, it's important that we have the opportunity to get out and tell this story. Like I said, this deck, when you look at it, there's been a lot of work that's happened over the last few months. A lot of work. And, you know, obviously to the detriment when you take a look at the market and how it reflects upon us. There's, you know, silence is not good in the public markets, but we knew we needed to go down this road. We knew we needed to take advantage of the opportunities that were happening in Israel, that were happening inside of the EU and put this, you know, advance our plan for vertical integration. Really what we're saying is we see the EU as being the potential largest medical cannabis market in 5 years by far. Right. There's obviously cross-border jurisdictional issues, but the EU Parliament came out with a proposal that said we need to get the EU on track, we need to get it off Schedule One, and we need information. And our mantra in the company is this: information is driven by data, and data is created by technology. And we made that investment last year. We did that whole startup thing. We built the tech, best-of-breed stuff coming out of Israel. And when you take a look at what it was modeled on, a very successful medical market processes in Israel and then taking that retail application out of great scale, it only made sense that we started to do the joint venture in Poland, or sorry, in Portugal, having sub $1 grams come out and then being able to move them across into distribution in Poland, where, you know, sometimes that you have as high as €7 a gram wholesale. It's crazy for us not to capitalize and capture on that. And that's truly what it means. But you can't do that alone. I mean, Narbe Alexandria, the CEO of Canopy River, just recently said, you know, one company can't do it all. That's why we put this plan together. And I like to think if it's good enough for Canopy Rivers to think that's a way to go, it's good enough for us too. So that's really what the deck reflects on. Partnership strategies, ongoing, evolving. And, you know, when I really, there's my marketing guy is a brilliant guy. He said, you know, Brad, he says, my opinion, he said, cannabis is marijuana. He goes, data makes it medical. And I said, well, that's a little bit bold. And he said, yeah, but marijuana is that word that at the end of the day, it still is a plant.
Right.
It's the data that creates the correct usage. So our whole pain to strain model will really, people will really be able to see come through all the way from our growing operations to our sales and distribution in the EU. And we'll continue with that footprint, expanding that footprint as we move these deals along.
Brad, what I got you on here, why is Israel so much further ahead of the rest of the market?
Well, I think what you have to do is you have to look at the other markets to say why we think it's ahead. And my personal opinion is in Canada, we went through multiple iterations. You know, at the end of the day, look, you're growing a plant. There's a lot we don't know about it. There's a lot of stuff. You have to do the research and development. And, you know, while I applaud all the early pioneers in medical cannabis, you still need scientific data and research. And that's one thing the Israelis have been focused on. When you look at the structural aspects of their medical cannabis program and the focus on R&D that every LP was required to have, that's a great start point. So when we actually did the modeling and looked for scale and realized we could do it with machine learning and blockchain, we tried to find how to create scale and flexibility using tech so we could launch that into a bigger market like the EU that didn't necessarily have those standards in place. And when you look at Canada, and I think to a certain extent with some states in the US, a lot of it was about walking in and talking to a guy behind a desk that he happened to know. But he doesn't know what's going on with your blood chemistry. He doesn't know what's going on with you inside, right?
Right, right.
And so the ability to capture data points and to grab those, and then to use that to feedback to help the next guy just like you through like a progressive analysis is critical path. And that's why it just makes sense for us to apply that to our own products. Just think about it. An ongoing using that technology, like, you know, like in Canada, let's pretend, you know, obviously in the oil states in the United States, you know, it's called twinning the pipeline, right? the more flow of data, the more flow of oil, the better it is for the market.
Right.
The only way to do that is remove those regulatory barriers that give people confidence. You know, look, it's not about the 1% of one. You and I talked about this before. It's not about the 1% of 1% of people using cannabis medicinally. It's about creating confidence and trust at multiple levels across society.
Absolutely.
You get 2% of 1%, 3%, 4%.
Yeah,
right?
It's still got a negative connotation to it, and, you know, a negative thing.
And that's why, exactly, and that's why Hanan used the word marijuana. Let's truly get into the realm of what it's going to take. And this is why global cannabis can pivot, because of our patient-centric approach and working backwards from the customer. And when people reach out to us, we'll send the deck, they'll see that. It's very clear about why we've done it this way.
And one of those guys you recently hired is going to help you a lot. He just got an appointment as your GM, is Shay Mir. How did you find him, and what exactly is his point of reference?
Well, Shay was one of the first. He's extremely well-known in Israel around this space. He was one of the first seven employees at Tikkun Olam, and we all know Tikkun Olam was a pioneer in medical cannabis in Israel. And, you know, like I like to say, all those expensive plane tickets I bought going over to Israel from Vancouver, Canada, and all the 4.5 months I actually spent there and the relationships we built allowed us to meet with Shay and realize that we had a common vision. And Shay's been involved in every aspect when he was at Tikkun Olam, from cultivation all the way to research and development to consumer practices. And so when we told him what we were doing, we knew the synergy was there. And to have the validation, you know, let's just put it this way. There's only a finite amount of resources of truly trained expertise cannabis professionals globally. Shay is one of them. And so to get him on board, obviously when we expand for what we're doing in Poland with Sequoia on the distribution side and understanding the consumers and what it will take, and then but most importantly understanding how to run an effective cultivation that will out of Portugal that will produce truly medical cannabis. And I want to remind everybody when they look at these because the conversation I had with an investor the other day, he goes, well, how are we going to pay for all this? And I said, well, look specifically. Portugal is a joint venture. It's a privately held joint venture, which we own 49% of in pre-dilution. So if people are interested in those opportunities, once again, I encourage them to reach out to us directly.
Absolutely.
A lot of opportunity.
We don't have a lot of time left. I want to get to my final question. Medical cannabis. What's the difference between that in Europe and North America?
Well, I think it's a function of process, right? And that's really what we're all about. It's about process and it's about tech and it's about understanding and it's about data points. And, you know, there's some incredible things like at the University of Ole Miss has done some. They've had a Schedule I grow license and understand the research and development. And I think the main thing to do and understand is as different societies kind of mature and get over the, weed maniac type mentality that's been held for decades in Western cultures, we can get to a point to truly get beyond, but you're going to need process. And the Israelis, being a very innovative country,
absolutely,
you know, it's not like they're booming with natural resources. Being a country, from my perspective of scientists and smart thinking, has really identified that opportunity. The controls that they've put in place from a regulatory point of view are super restrictive. I mean, they would just never fly in Canada, United States. You know, people want to have freedom of choice and stuff. But what it did do is it provided us a framework. We're going to look at each individual state, whether it's New Jersey or other states that are popping, and try to present them a work case study of regulatory framework. And that's where I think they'll create the confidence. That's what's happened in Israel. That's what's happening in the EU as we speak. And I believe that there's a lot of great things that we'll learn. We have to, you know, take the marijuana out of the conversation and truly make it about medical cannabis and data points and helping working back from the patients. That's something that's very progressive out of Israel, and we can transplant it in the EU, and I'm crossing my fingers that will happen sooner rather than later in the U.S.
My guest today has been Brad Moore. He's the CEO and Director of Global Cannabis Applications Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FUAPF. You can find him on the CSE under the ticker symbol APP. Very undervalued, in my personal opinion, under 4 cents a share. Brad, I want to thank you for stopping and coming back on the show. It's always a pleasure. You know, I wish you nothing but the best out there.
Thank you very much, Everett. Have a great day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.